Jeroboam went to Shechem, because all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. When Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard about it, he was in Egypt where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon. Jeroboam returned from Egypt, so they sent word and summoned him. When Jeroboam and all Israel came, they spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke hard. He put on us, and we will serve you." He said to them, "Return to me again in 3 days." So the people departed, and then King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon. While he was still alive, saying, "How do you advise me to answer these people?" They spoke to him, saying, "If you are kind to this people and please them and speak pleasant words to them, saying, "This is what you should say to the people who spoke to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter for us.' You should speak this way to them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's waist.' Now then, my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, yet I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions." So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, just as the king had directed, saying, "Return to me on the third day." The king answered them harshly, and King Rehoboam ignored the advice of the elders. He spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you. So the king did not listen to the people, because it was a turn of events from God, that the Lord might establish his word, which he spoke through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. When all Israel saw
to forced labor, and the sons of Israel stoned him to death. And King Rehoboam hurried to mount his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David. To this day.